So today I'm going to be talking about the sun, moon, and rising signs, what they are, and how you can use them depending on where yours are located. If you have no idea what this is, that's okay. I'm going to tell you. You may have seen people post on Instagram or wherever saying something like Libra sun, Pisces moon, and Taurus rising. Those are actually mine, but just on the fly, something like that. And I'm going to go over kind of what each mean. To look up your own, it's super easy. I like astrology.com. It's free. It gives you a full birth chart, which I'm not going to get into because that's a lot of information. But as far as getting your sun, moon, and rising sign, you can find that there, or I'm sure there's a lot of other websites to do that with. So your sun sign is your deepest self. The moon is your inner emotional landscape, and your rising sign is both your outlook on the world and the first impression that you give to others. So the characteristics of the astrological sign for your sun, moon, and rising are how you project those. So for your sun sign, the sun is your strongest personality trait. It shows what motivates you and drives you to seek the highest version of yourself. It shows you how to answer the question, I am, and it represents the type of energy you need to feel revitalized. So if your sun sign is an air sign, which would be Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, you love to express yourself intellectually and often recharge in social settings. So going out and grabbing a coffee with a friend or going and taking a group fitness class with someone would be a great way to do that if that is your sign. If your sun sign is a fire sign, which is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, you are motivated by inspirations and aspirations, and you recharge through physical activity and by pursuing your goals. So setting deadlines, completing whatever it is you're working for, completing tasks for that, getting out and doing something physical, like maybe going hiking or doing some weightlifting, just whatever your thing is, would be a good way for you to recharge your energy. If your sun sign is an earth sign, which is Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, you are motivated by material needs and practicality, and you recharge through working with the physical world, being productive, and feeding your senses. And lastly, if your sun is a water sign, which is Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, you are motivated by deep emotional desires and recharge through emotional experiences. So something like meditation. Those are your sun signs. So again, whatever your sign is, the characteristics of that sign are your personality traits, what motivates you, what drives you to seek the highest version of yourself, and it represents the energy that you need to feel revitalized. So your moon sign is the subconscious side of you that you typically keep hidden, and it is the driving force behind your emotional reaction. It is your inner world, and it also shows the way that you connect emotionally with others. So the moon is definitely a very emotional, it's very emotionally based. So if your moon is an air sign, which again is Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, you react to changing experiences with discernment and objective evaluation. You feel aligned with your inner self when expressing ideas and interacting socially. If your moon is a fire sign, which would be Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, you react to changing experiences with direct action and excitement. So you definitely like change and are all about it. You feel aligned with your inner self when expressing confidence, ditching the negative self-talk, and showing strength. If your moon is an earth sign, which is Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, You react to changing experiences with steadiness and stability. So you're very grounded, just like a typical earth sign. You're steady on your feet. You feel most aligned with your inner world when being productive and working towards a goal. So you like to have a project, some kind of project, whether it be a main project or even like a little side project. That is your go-to for your moon sign if you are an earth sign. If your moon is a water sign, which is Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, you react to changing experiences with sensitivity and emotion. You feel most aligned with your inner self when feelings are deeply involved. So definitely very, very emotional. Your rising signs represent your physical body and outward style. Your overall approach to life, both your outlook on the world and the first impression that you give to people. So if your rising sign is an air sign, which again is Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, you are inquisitive, friendly, express yourself verbally. You often approach life with the desire to understand the meaning behind what you encounter, and that includes being intentional with your movement. If your rising is a fire sign, which is Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, you're action-oriented, confident, and often blunt. You often have lots of physical energy, especially when striving to make your mark in this world. If your rising is an earth sign, which is Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, you're very matter-of-fact and tend to focus on the material world. You have a steadfast approach to life that can be really grounding to other people that are around you. And if your rising sign is a water sign, so Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, you are sensitive, empathetic, and easily influenced by your environment. You often have an approach to life that is deeply rooted in your emotional body. So something that I've noticed with all of the water signs, through even with the sun and moon and rising, they're all very emotionally driven. So if that is you, that is perfect. That's great. Just make sure you set boundaries and just kind of take some time for yourself to decompress, because especially if you're very empathetic and you have that ability to take on other people's emotions, it can be super, super draining. So that is just something a little extra I wanted to throw out there, because you can burn out super easily and you definitely need to take time to recharge. And that's with any sign or personality, but especially those water signs, they tend to be super, super emotional and sensitive and empathetic to others. So take it or leave it. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. Again, you can find your free birth chart. Astrology.com has one, but I'm sure there's several others. And again, this is just your rising, moon, and sun sign. There's so much more astrology that you can dive deeper into, like your full birth chart with the astrological signs and the different houses that they're in and the placements. You can kind of go down a rabbit hole with that. There's tons of information on that. But just for this, and again, take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want more astrology-type episodes or anything like that, definitely let me know, because I think they're super fun, and I would love to talk more about them if that's something y'all are into. But I hope y'all have a great day, and I will talk to y'all later.